Welcome to Lively Stones Ministry. I'm Minister Ezekiel Jones. The Bible says that you are the temple of God, a spiritual house. 1 Peter 2 and 5 says, you are as lively stones built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Oh, yes. Bless the Lord. I come to lift up the name of the Lord. Come on here. I don't have to be in a sanctuary. I don't have to be in church. Yes, yes, yes. Last time I looked, amen, to have a personal relationship with God, the Messiah. There's no other name given among heaven among men whereby we must be saved. And call upon that great and worthy name. He is worthy to be praised. You need to go ahead on and give him some glory this morning. Glory to God. The Bible souls declare from the rising of the sun until the going down of the same. Lift up the name of Jesus. Come on here. God have been a good God, I tell you. Glory to God. And when you are in God, when you put your trust in the Lord, I sought the Lord and he heard me. Glory to God. I trust in the Lord. Glory to God. Trust in the Lord. Amen. And God, amen, will continue, amen, to fight your battle. I don't have to wait till the battle is over. I can shout right now. I can give him glory right now. Glory to God, because I know and realize for the God whom I serve, he cannot fail. He will not fail. It's not even much in his vocabulary. He don't even much comprehend it. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you. Amen. For listening to Lively Stones Ministry. We would like to welcome you in right now. It is a early hour, 7:30 a.m. here. Glory to God on this last day of January. The year is off in running already. We already at the end of the month. Wow. But we thank God, amen, for his goodness. We thank him for his mercy. We thank God for his love, kindness, and tender mercies. We thank God for you out there this morning, radio listening, all audience, the beloved. We just thank you. How can they hear without a preacher? And how can they preach lest they've been sent? Glory to God. And allow the word of the Lord to saturate you. Amen. To cleanse you. Glory to God. God is calling for a people at this hour to obey him and to come into up under the commission of God, the sustainability with the Lord. Glory to God. We thank God. Amen. For being here on this morning. WCNO. Amen. 89.9 FM here in the beautiful city of Palm City, Florida. We thank God, amen, for his amazing grace for this radio station here. Glory to God. It has been a blessing for throughout years, and we just so glad and grateful to be a part of it. We thank God, amen, this morning for our program director and our producer, amen, no other than, amen, Sister Karen Hubbard, amen, the voice of Hidden Places. Glory to God. Great program there as well. We just thank God, amen, as we begin to uplift the name of the Lord and unpack the word of the Lord this morning. Amen unto you. How many know without God, there's no chance. Glory to God. There's no life. Amen. without the Lord. We got to understand that God cares for you. The Bible souls declare, 1 Peter 5:7, cast thy cares upon the Lord because he cares for you this morning. God cares for you. God have a purpose and a plan, amen, for your life. It have already been predestined and ordained that you will walk there in it. Glory to God. But you got to understand what is your calling. You got to come out from among them and be ye separated and know, amen, that you live, that you serve a mighty God, a God that is able to deliver, a God when you in trouble, when you're going through something in your life. Nobody can do you like Jesus can do you. The joy of the Lord got to be your strength. Come on here. Know God and realize who God is in your life this morning, friend. We need, it's time to wake up out of sleep and put on the armor of light. Glory to God. We thank God, amen, this morning, quickly for Tabernacle Church of Deliverance in Fort Pierce, Florida. Amen. 2907 Avenue S, where no other than the pastor, Harriet Gordon, is the presiding pastor. Amen. And overseer, Mother Dorothy Gordon. Glory to God. We thank God for all the evangelists, amen, and the ministers of the gospel. Glory to God over there. We thank God for every man, woman, boy, and girl. And we're so glad to partner with them and to be a part, amen, what the Lord is doing over there at the Tabernacle. We had an opportunity to go forth, amen, and speak a word of the Lord, amen, over there last Sunday. Glory to God. And we had a grand time in the Lord. We had a glorious time in the Lord as God had moved. A glory to God. As you continue to lift up the name of the Lord and invite the Holy Spirit to come in, God will move. God will show himself. But we got to move quickly. Amen. We got to be, amen, slow to speak, but swift to hear, amen, the word of God. And not being just a hearer of the word of the Lord, but being yet a doer of the word of God, being submissive, a glory God, to the word of the Lord, and allow God to come in and show himself mightily, mightily, mightily. Hallelujah to the Lord. Hallelujah to the Lord. Tabernacle Church of Deliverance is in revival. Started last night, kicked off last night. I didn't have an opportunity to make it there last night, but my endeavors now is to make it there on tonight. The three-night revival is being held at Tabernacle Church Deliverance, which began on last night. Then you got Saturday night, which is today, and Sunday night is the finale. There's no other than the Apostle Nathaniel, amen, Nathaniel Wells, the apostle and prophet, will be there, amen, glory to God. So come out, come on out, amen, and hear a word of the Lord. And also quickly, next week, beginning February the 8th, on next Sunday, a week from tomorrow, what you would call, versatilities of speakers and a variety of speakers will come forth from Sunday, February 8th to all on that week to Friday. So we got about five different speakers, a bonanza of speakers, if you would come forth. I will kick that off on the February the 8th, which is Sunday night, 6 p.m., Tabernacle Church of Deliver. So come out, amen, and see a great move of God and see what God is doing, amen, in his people on this day, because we got to be expedient, people of God. When God speak, we need to be obedient to the word of the Lord, and we need to know that this is the voice of God. We don't need to have some type of presumptuousness or some type of something told me so. We got to know and hear the voice of the Lord. That's why we have to get ourselves into a solitary place and get ourselves into a place that we can hear from the Lord and God will instruct us to do. We can't do nothing of our own. See, when you begin to become a believer of the Lord, you solely and depending on the Lord Jesus Christ. You have gave your life to the Lord, and so you allow the word of the Lord to lead you and guide you and to direct you. The word of the Lord said, delight thyself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. But at the time, we all desire some things in our life Glory to God. But when we know that the Lord will make divine provision for us as we go forth in the word of the Lord. So we don't have to sit there and wonder and ponder and see if we're going to get this and get that. But we need to worship Jesus. We need to just continue to magnify him and lift up the name of the Lord. And as we continue to go forth to minimize the worry and to maximize your worship and continue to glorify him, praise his holy name. Glory to God. Don't wait till, amen, you see so much of an abundance of things to worship the Lord. Worship him now while you have an opportunity to worship him. Glory to God right now. While you have breath in your body, praise the Lord at this hour, at this time. Honor him. Know who he is. Know that he's God, and besides him, there is no other. Glory to God. Let us lift up the name of Jesus as we go before you right now. Dear heavenly, precious, everlasting, and gracious Father, Lord, we thank you this morning for allowing, first of all, for us to be here on the radio, oh God, one more time. Lord, we thank you, oh God, for all of your goodness and your mercy and your grace. Lord, we see ourselves as a mortal body, oh God, as we come to you. We see ourselves as in the flesh, oh Lord. Help us, oh God, to put on the spirit of the living God, that we shall not fulfill the lusts or the desires of the flesh. Lord, help us now, oh Lord, that we may be receptive, amen, to the calling of the Lord. Lord, help us to receive the spirit of the living God, oh God, that we may walk worthy of the Lord in all knowledge and wisdom and spiritual wisdom and understanding. God, I pray right now for your people right now, all over this place, all over the land, all over the universe. Lord, you said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves, pray, seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then and only then will I heal their land. Lord, we thank you, O God, according to your love, kindness, and the multitude of your tender mercies. God, you've been so good, O Lord. So I ask you right now, O God, to speak right now to your people. Oh Lord, give them a mind and a heart, oh Lord, to want to serve you right now. Somebody needs you in this hour. Lord, somebody have a bereavement family in this hour right now. Bereavement family right now, oh God. Somebody is mourning. Somebody can't find their way. Their foot is sliding right now, oh God. But I ask you to restore now, the divine restoration of the Lord. God, we know you can do it, oh God, because you are all-knowing, all-powerful, all-seeing God, the God of Isaac, Abraham, and Jacob, the divine preservation, oh Lord, the divine authority, oh God, in the name of the Lord Jesus. And we'll be so careful, oh Lord, to give you the praise and the honor and the glory in Jesus' name. And the people of God said amen and amen. Amen. We're excited this morning. Glory to God. And we come here to give you a fresh word on this Saturday edition of Lively Stones Ministry with the minister, with your minister here, Ezekiel Jones. Glory to God. We count it as an honor and a privilege. But we would like to let you know we don't come by form, fashion, or show, but we come, amen, in the name of the Lord. Amen. Some people try to come in their own name. See, ain't no deliverance in Ezekiel Jones. Ain't no deliverance in a man. Ain't no deliverance in your home or your car this morning. Amen. The deliverance and the power of the Almighty God is what changes the situation here. Turn it, I tell you, around. But you got to render. The Bible souls declare, Psalms 116 verse 12, what shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits? All his benefits. You notice that it didn't say just benefits. It say all his benefits towards me. God's plans for you, to give you, amen, the peace that surpasses all understanding. His plans for you, the thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. And you have been called. So what much more shall he do? He have already laid the foundations of the world. Glory to God. What more? Already have opened up the way. What more shall he do? Glory to God, because he's God. Glory to God, in whom he have chosen you in him before the foundations of the world. This means simply, my beloved, God have already thought about you when you was in your mother's womb. When you begin to come out your mother's womb, God already had a purpose and a plan, amen, for your life. Now that you sit here on this earth and you don't be caught in between two opinions, don't realize and understand, don't doubt, don't you have a sense of uncertainty. Have a sense of divine certainty, amen, that you will press your way, amen, to the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. El Gabor, amen, Jehovah God, amen, he is my provider, the strength of the Lord, the divine authority, amen, if you will. El mean God, Gabor means strong, our mighty God, our hero, our strong man, glory to God. And God want to equip you. God want to empower you. Amen. In these last and evil days, because we're living in a crooked and perverse nation. Glory to God. So when we go out, amen, among this world, glory to God, we got to understand that the enemy is on his job. The enemy, amen, is about to, amen, knock you off your course. It ain't that he's going to knock you off your course. He's about to knock you off your course. But if you got the word of the Lord instilled and restored, amen, on the inside of you, you can speak to your situation. You can speak life to your situation. You can speak life to yourself, glory to God, knowing that the word of the Lord is a strong tower, glory to God. I begin to inquire of the Lord, and I begin to ask the Lord God, Lord, what would you have me to say? What would you have me to do, oh God, now when I begin to speak the word of the Lord on last week there, amen, at the church, and God began to tell me, just speak the word, amen. I put the words in your mouth. Have no thought what you shall say, glory to God, because the Holy Ghost shall bring all things back to your remembrance, and begin to speak on the direction of where the people of God is heading on these days, the direction, amen, and begin to say that the word of the Lord, amen, as far as being repentance, and at times we need to repent, glory to God. Repent is simply mean not for you to have a sense of a regret or I'm sorry. No, a repent literally means for you to turn, amen, from your wicked ways, to turn or to turn to or to turn back, amen. And the word is to shove. The root word is shove, amen. To repent from what are you doing? Glory to God. It's just like a GPS. When you're going on a GPS, or you have a location that you have to go to, but you have bypassed your location, so the GPS will redirect you as far as making a U-turn, amen. And you are making a spiritual U-turn, glory to God, and coming back to God. See, we got to understand and realize that a lot of times Satan come to you, amen, and begin to speak doubt, amen, in your situation. He was a deceiver from the beginning, but the Bible souls declare 1 John 3:8, amen, for this cause that the Son of Man was manifested, or the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the enemy. So therefore, if I make my spiritual U-turn, if I come to God and hide myself in the Lord, glory to God, and put my mind and my affections in God, I know, amen, God is more. If my heart condemn me, God is greater, the Bible says, declared, than your heart. But if your heart condemn you not, with this world we have confidence, amen, toward God. But my beloved, if your heart and your mind, amen, is not in the right place, glory to God, I tell you what, you render it unto the Lord, amen, and God will, amen, replace that with joy, love, strength, amen, with power from on high, glory to God. And then you can be able to fight against the wiles of the enemy. But it is the word of the Lord. Glory to God. That word, repent, the Hebrew word means teshuvah. Glory to God. The root word means shove. As you begin to think about something that shove, amen, that I shove you, that I push you, amen, I push you, amen, into deliverance. You have to push
push, amen, yourself. No matter what it looked like, no matter what it seems like, amen, push, amen, yourself into it. But see, Satan don't want you to step into your destiny. He don't want you to have your crown. He don't want you to have, amen, a spirit, amen, of a loving God, a spirit of expectation, a spirit of overflowing, that your cup continue to overflow. You have to speak to your situation, glory to God, and knowing that this mountain, this great mountain, amen, that is about to be moved in your life, but it ain't no go nowhere. It's not going to even budge, my beloved, unless you allow yourself, amen, to put yourself in a position and knowing that whom the God that you serve, the Bible souls declare, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. I will bless the Lord at all time, and his praises shall continue to be in my mouth. My soul shall make a boast, amen, glory in the Lord. This simply means my soul shall make a boast in the Lord. What does that mean? That means that giving God the highest praise, that means that giving God hallelujah right now. Hallelujah, God. I continue to call upon you, God. Things is going haywire in my life. I can't find my way. Amen. And my feet is continue to slide, but he said he'll put your feet on solid ground. And he said that my word, the law of the Lord is in his heart. And when the law of the Lord is in your heart, you shall not slide. But it's the heart. This is the heart. Jesus said, these people praise me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. See, you got to understand something here. See, you got to understand that these people, amen, glory to God, what people? He's talking about my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray. See, you're not praying enough. The Bible says the cloud that man shall always pray and not faint. Always pray, amen, and looking for God, amen, to come up and show up in your life, glory to God. He said, before you pray, glory to God, it shall come to pass, before you pray, I will answer. And while you yet speaking, I will hear. So God have already, and Jesus standing in the middle. He's the mediator between God and man. Glory to God. So he's waiting on your prayer. Glory to God. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man. Amen. Availeth much. Effectual. Which simply means the effect of something and having an effective, amen, output, and knowing that my prayers is not being hindered. Why is my prayers not being hindered? Because I'm doing that which is pleasing in the sight of the Lord. The Lord said that I will hold them with my right hand of righteousness, glory to God, and no weapon that is formed against thee shall not prosper. It might form, but it ain't going nowhere. It's not going to prosper. Because the word of the Lord said, their righteousness is of me, saith God. Now, I don't know who put report of someone that's reading out there, but I'm going to stand on the precious promises of the Lord. There's a text here, Matthew chapter 8, and we always want to be able to go into the word of the Lord, if you would. Because God, I tell you what, God have been so good. And the Bible souls declare in Psalms 111, verse 89, that, O Lord, thy word is forever settled in heaven. God honor his word. God put his word, amen, before he even put himself. It is the spoken word of the Lord. And this is why that the word of the Lord now have given us instructions for reproof, correction, and is profitable for doctrine, good sound doctrine. Yes, Lord, that we shall not be children passed to and fro and carried about by every wind and doctrine and the craftiness and the cunning of men, that we will know the truth and the truth will make you free. Realizing and understanding that the Lord my God will prevail. I stopped by the radio station on this morning to tell somebody, oh yes, Lord, that you don't have to, amen, be in fear, need to be in dismay. The Lord have spoken a written word to you. The Bible souls declare, be holy, for I am holy. And he's requiring for a standard of holiness. Yes, we have to have a virtue and a standard. God is holding us accountable. as being people of God, that we can be effective. He say, do the work of an evangelist that make full proof of thy ministry. Yes, sir. That we have a ministry to fulfill in the word of the Lord. And I don't know about you, but I woke up this morning with Jesus on my mind. And I'm so glad that I am saved and I'm out from amongst them. Nothing will profit you being out there in the world. For the world love his own. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. It is time now to turn and to turn back to Jesus. Jesus, I tell you what, Jesus said that I am the way, the truth, and the life. And when you begin to look at the word way means simply to continue on the path. And the path look divinity. It looks like you're going down the route. We don't want to take the broad and the destruction way. Yes, sir, but not only look like you're going down the right way, when you see God's word begin to unfold, if you would, God's words begin to develop in a believer's life, you begin to get confidence, you begin to have a swagger, you begin to build up your faith, you begin to be encouraged, amen, by the word of the Lord. You begin to apply the word of the Lord to your life, and then you begin to understand, to put the word, amen, into action, glory to God. And this simply brings me to this fact, that in the centurion soldier answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy, should I come as under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. It was a centurion soldier at this time. He said that he was up on the men follow him. He said, I can go to this one and say, go here and go there. Glory to God. But the man began to understand, amen, that he had authority over a certain amount of people. Glory to God, of just certain folk. See, one thing about it, when you have authority over your children, amen, you tell your children what to do and where to go and get them dressed for school, glory to God. But see, there's authority that you need to have to keep you in a spiritual alignment, glory to God. Come on here. To keep you from going to and fro, to keep you, amen, in check, glory to God, if you would. And now, having said all that, for the man on the authority said that, Lord, I am not worthy for you to come under my roof, but just send your word. Just send the word, Lord. And my servant will be healed. And this is what we have to speak to a dead situation. We have to cover them, our families, my beloved, that you can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens you. We're praying for our families. We're praying for a nation. We're praying as a cohesion of prayer, a continuity of prayer. We're praying corporate. Jehovah Elohimu, the Lord our God. Come on. God is so good and so mercy and grace that we, you know, it is spiritually connected to my sister, spiritually connected to my brother. We're spiritually connected to one another. Glory to God. There's scrap. That's like on the day of Pentecost when the Bible said there's 120 people in the upper room and they waited on the Spirit of the Lord. You know, I heard somebody said something about Peter the Apostle. Come on here. But you got to understand, he denied Jesus, you know, three times. Jesus said, you would deny me three times. The croc would crow three times. You've been denied. And he felt bad after that because the word of the Lord is true. And Jesus said they spoke the written word. I don't know about you this morning, but I believe the word of the Lord. But we got to understand that the Holy Ghost didn't come till Jesus was resurrected, until he was glorified. You saw Peter got in line, didn't he? Huh? When he began to write the 1 Peter and the 2 Peter, the epistle, he got in line. And all through the book of Acts in the early church, he said that in that Acts, that 4th chapter, verse 24. But we cannot speak on the thing which we have seen and heard. We cannot speak but on these things. It's the revelation, and God is revolutionizing, going to the direction where the Lord will have us to go. We thank you for sitting in with us this morning, allowing your ears to be recipients of the word of the Lord.
Amen. We pray God will bless you and may heaven smile upon you is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank the Lord for you tuning in and be that living stone which God have called you to be. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you is my prayer. Join us again next week right here on WCNO. Everything.